Our scripture lesson, the Word of God, is from the Gospel of John, chapter 4, beginning with verse 39. Let us hear the word of the Lord. Many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I ever did. So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed 2 days. And because of his words, many more became believers. They said to the woman, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world." Thank you, God, for the reading of your holy word. This is the word of God for the children of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. We should begin every day with God. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. You don't have to sit down and do a lesson if you don't want to. But when you open your peepers in the morning, you should lay there and think about God. Just think about God. It doesn't have to be a formula. Just think about God. Ponder God every day. I'm going to give you some names. Evelyn. Hugh, David, June, Helen, Betty, Ree, another David, and there have been many others. But those are the names of the people who profoundly affected me in my life, who set an example for me of what it means to be a Christian, who made me think about my relationship with God, who helped introduce me to Jesus. Oh, the Wes. These are the saints who are no longer with us, but who did a lot to witness to me. Just like that woman at the well, that Samaritan woman, whom Jews hate Samaritans, right? But Jesus said, "No, I want to give you living water so that you'll never thirst again." And told her all about her life. And then she realized that he was the Messiah. And she could have left it right there. Instead, she went back to her village. And she said, "I met a man whom I believe is the Messiah. He told me everything that I've done with my life. He's a Jew." And so they came out because of what she said, because they were interested. They were curious. They had to meet this fella. And after meeting him and inviting him to stay, and Jesus stayed for a couple days, it says that many of them believed. They became believers because of this woman's witness, because of taking the time out to get to know Jesus. How many people would have gone to hell if she had never said anything? But she witnessed to her village, just like those saints who went before me have witnessed to me, brought me to this place. There are a lot of saints who have done things for us. Some saints we've never met. Some have paved the way for the church to exist. The disciples of Christ, the Apostle Paul, Saint Francis of Assisi, Martin Luther, Mother Teresa, and the list goes on. Saints who have witnessed to the glory of God, who have shown the love of Christ to a broken world, despite the cost to them, who have made sacrifices and suffered for the sake of the gospel. Yet Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 says, we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. Some of them we know, some of them we don't. But nonetheless, they witnessed. They witnessed to the world about the love of Christ. And they made a difference. It's important for not only are we to pay attention to the witnesses who went before us, but it's important for us to be witnesses as well. Witnessing comes in all shapes, sizes, and forms. There are all different kinds of ways to witness. How many people here have ever been to a sporting event and sat in an arena or a stadium? How many of you have ever been in an auditorium? How many of you have ever been in a sanctuary? Some of you aren't raising your hand for anything. We've all been there, and if we haven't actually been there, we've seen it on TV, where all the stands are full. People gather in the stands to root on their favorite team, their favorite player, or they gather in the auditoriums to root on their children who are in school plays or in the choir or in the band. Now, I got to share something with you that I shared with the first service. Oh, this may get me in trouble. Our kids, four children, three boys and a girl, they were all involved in extracurricular activities at school. Jacob was the most athletic of the bunch, I would say, and he was very good at everything he did, played on a football team both ways, and we'd sit up in the metal bleachers, you know, with all the other parents and that, and we'd root them on, rah, 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 and he was a great wrestler for West Green High School. The WANB radio station sports announcer, when Jake walked out to wrestle a match, he said, now here is the epitome of what a wrestler should look like. Jake was long, tall, well-muscled. He was in great shape, you know, kind of like his dad. Anyways, Jake would start wrestling, and you would hear this, way to go, Jake! Get him, Jake! Pin him, that's it! Grab him, Jake! Or if the ref made a bad call, ref, that's a bad call! It was his mother. Yep, everybody knew it was his mother. And they'd all look at me, and I'd say, pin him. But she was his greatest fan. And she cheered him on because she loved him, because she wanted him to encourage him and wanted him to do the best he could. The names that I've already mentioned, the Sunday school teachers, the past pastor, my youth group leader, my nana, my mom, my mother-in-law, they were great witnesses about the love of Christ in my life. They encouraged me, supported me, cheered me on. And I thank God for those witnesses, those saints who have gone before me, but have set an example for me to follow. And I also thank God for all of you, for the witnessing that you're doing. You're not quitting, you're not giving up. But you want to get out there, you want to do ministry, you want to make a difference in this community. That's a witness, not only to one another, to me, it's a witness to the community around here. There is a great cloud of witnesses that have already gone by, and we're going to recognize and honor them. But there's also a great cloud of witnesses right here that travel in our lives. And we need to thank the witnesses in our lives, and we need to be a good witness. And you know, I got thinking about that. Here's why you and I witness. First, we don't witness to get into heaven, because you can't. No amount of witnessing on my part or your part is going to get us into heaven. No amount of good works, right? We're saved by grace, not by anything that we do. But we are called to be witnesses, because Romans chapter 14, verse 1, beginning with verse 1. Except the one whose faith is weak, without quarreling over disputable matters. One person's faith allows them to eat anything, but another whose faith is weak eats only vegetables. The one who eats everything must not treat with contempt the one who does not, and the one who does not eat everything must not judge the one who does, for God has accepted them both. One person considers one day more sacred than another, but another person considers every day alike. Each of them should be fully convinced in their own mind. For whoever regards one day as special does so to the Lord. Whoever eats meat does so to the Lord, for they give thanks to God. And whoever abstains does so to the Lord and gives thanks to God. Romans 15, beginning with verse 1. Again, this is why we witness. This is why we set the example. This is why we make sacrifices. It's not to impress God. It's not to earn our way into heaven. We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Each of us should please our neighbors for their good, to build them up. This is why we witness, to build them up. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. Accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God. Thank God for those witnesses in our lives. Thank God for the saints who have gone before us. And I pray that God helps us to set an example for those around us to follow. Thank God. God loves you, and so do I.